In Rest for the Heart this week, we're going to be concentrating on the absolute faithfulness, the total commitment of the love of God. Love is very strong, and God will not give up with us. We can be very unfaithful at times, and yet He is the one who keeps reaching out to us. Realize God's covenant love for you is so amazing. And yet He wants us to understand how wide, how deep, how high is that love. He wants us to get some comprehension of it. The Lord appeared to us in the past, saying, I have loved you with an everlasting love. I have drawn you with loving kindness. To Benjamin, he said, let the beloved of the Lord rest secure in him, for he shields him all day long, and the one the Lord loves rests between his shoulders. The eternal God is your refuge, and underneath are the everlasting arms. Place me like a seal over your heart, like a seal on your arm, for love is as strong as death, its jealousy unyielding as the grave. It burns like blazing fire, like a mighty flame. Many waters cannot quench love. Rivers cannot wash it away. If one were to give all the wealth of his house for love, it would be utterly scorned. My dove in the cleft of the rock, in the hiding places on the mountainside, show me your face. Let me hear your voice. For your voice is sweet and your face is lovely. Let me see your radiant face and hear your sweet voice. How beautiful your eyes of worship. How lovely your voice in prayer. All beautiful you are, my darling. There is no flaw in you. You have stolen my heart, my sister, my bride. You have stolen my heart with one glance of your eyes, with one jewel of your necklace. I will never lose sight of your love for me. Your faithfulness has steadied my steps. Greater love has no one than this, that he lay down his life for his friends. I love each of you with the same love that the Father loves me. You must continually let my love nourish your hearts. I have never called you servants, because a master doesn't confide in his servants, and servants don't always understand what the master is doing. But I call you my most intimate friends, for I reveal to you everything that I've heard from my Father. For I am convinced that neither death nor life, neither angels nor demons, neither the present nor the future, nor any powers, neither height nor depth nor anything else in all creation will be able to separate us from the love of God that is in Christ Jesus our Lord.